Once a month, we hear what it is like to live with mental illness. Our guides are the people of Southern Oregon Compass House in Medford. It's built on the clubhouse model of community mental health care. It is a place where people with persistent mental illness come together to support each other and their shared place. This month, we get a personal story from Justin, first names only. He describes his experience in the past and how his present and future are a whole lot better. Justin talked to Remington Jarvey at the house.
I still live with depression and anxiety on a daily basis. It's gotten better over the years, a lot better over the years, but it's still a daily struggle.
When did it peak? When was like the worst time?
The worst time? I started having problems with depression when I was 16, that's when I first started.
Okay, that's when it began.
It may have started before that, I don't actually remember that. Mm-hmm. But I think the worst time would probably be about that same time when I was 16. That's probably like my worst time.
It came pretty fast and hard?
Yeah, it came on hard. It was actually my first actual anxiety attack that I actually ever had. I was 16. Actually, that was a heart attack.
What led up to that, and what helped you recognize what it was?
I actually didn't realize what it was until I was at the hospital, and they told me.
You thought it was a heart attack, and you went into it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they told me that it was a anxiety attack.
How'd that make you feel?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Because I never thought I had any issues, and so... So when I found out that was my first anxiety attack, it's like, how? When? I mean, there was no words for it.
Did you seek help immediately or just cope with it for a while?
I had to cope because I didn't have no insurance at that time.
Okay.
I was also dealing with a physical disability at the same time, vision loss. I don't have no peripheral vision in my left eye. So I was dealing with a mental disability and plus a physical at the same time. It did not help at all. I did not seek help until actually 22 years old.
I've often asked people, and it's always slightly different, but to you, what does an anxiety attack feel like?
It depends on the intensity, because as I found out, low, I guess, and then there's mild where it starts hurting, and then the extreme is when you cannot breathe. And the one I had, which is like you feel like you have a heart attack, because sometimes anxiety can bring on the same symptoms.
So between 16 and 22, you were kind of just coping with this and not getting treatment or anything like that.
Yep.
How often did you have these anxiety attacks?
Daily.
Daily?
Daily.
Wow, for years?
For years. My mom tried to give me some coping skills. They helped, kinda. But the environment definitely did not help. Because, fortunately, I was raised around yelling, screaming, arguing. That does not help at all. So I've been taught coping skills from people that I've met on the streets, from family members, from friends, and some of them helped and some of them were not very helpful.
When you did start getting help, what kind of help was that like? Was it counseling or medication, and how did it help?
The first bit of help that I got was medication. It was the Paxil. It did help, but it was annoying. Because I do not like taking medication unless I absolutely have to. If I just had like a surgery, then I will take the Vicodin so I can at least have a know I'll be out of pain. But the Paxil was really annoying because it came with its own side effects. It came with the whole you hear things that are not actually there. You hear like a jackhammer sound. If you forgot a dose, you'll start hearing like a jackhammer. It gets weird. It's like you're in a haunted house. Yeah, so I eventually stopped Paxil because that was really freaky.
So what was it, just you gave medication a chance, decided it wasn't for you, and now you've just been trekking on, huh?
Yeah, that was during my teen years. Uh-huh. Now I'm going through counseling. Counseling works a lot more better than the Paxil ever did.
Yeah? So how does counseling help? Can you talk yourself out of this heart attack? This sounds like a really intense feeling. Is it mindfulness, or what is this like? How do you deal with it?
Music.
Music?
I have found out that I love music. I will listen to music probably a good chunk of the a day. Uh-huh. And singing along. And that fact, singing is my other coping skill. There is music. I also play video games because it's a good stress reliever and it takes you out. This is going to sound very corny, but it takes me out of the real world for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And then I feel perfectly calm, collected.
Listeners probably can't benefit from this observation, but like we talked about earlier, you have lost some weight.
180 pounds, yeah. I've started at 435, and now I'm down to 272.
How's that changed your life or your outlook?
That's changed a lot. I walk every day. I exercise 3 times a week now, because before it was 0 times a week. It hurt way too much.
I imagine.
A lot of my issues have actually gone away now. And I'm a lot more confident feeling now. And I'm more confident. I don't know how the weight loss and this actually go together, but I'm more confident in a leadership role now.
What other future goals do you have? I mean, you're making progress, losing weight, heading out. Like, what's in your future?
Culinary school is definitely one.
Yeah.
Like culinary school is the number one thing, because I really want to be a professional chef. I do want to sing on a stage at one point in front of people.
Wow.
I've done karaoke.
Yeah.
But I want to do like an actual live band. I like to make a game at one point.
Make a game?
An actual video game at one point, see how I actually do it.
I guess one question that we often ask people is, I'm sure there's people out there struggling with similar things, people that have anxiety and depression, and maybe they're just suspecting it right now, maybe they've been dealing with it for years, maybe they're thinking about getting help or counseling. What advice or encouragement would you give those people?
The advice that I would give is definitely listen to your therapist. Because I started off not listening to mine, and I very fastly realized that that they're right, and that definitely take a chance of what they're telling you, and just take the chance, and definitely don't be afraid to learn something new every day.
That is Justin from Southern Oregon Compass House in Medford talking to Remington Jarvie, who's the employment coordinator at the house, for this month's edition of Compass Radio. We turn now to our usual live interview with Elizabeth Hazelwood, the Compass House Executive Director, who joins us by phone this month. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you.
So I had a question. When Justin was talking about the environment in which he grew up, I wondered how much we know, how important it is to know the sources of mental illness or the contributing factors.
It's incredibly important. Over the last few years, we've had a lot of really great things coming out about these studies tied around adverse childhood trauma, and it really does play a role in how people develop. And that's not including just people that are living with mental illness, but all of us as humans. Our experiences that happen, especially when we're an extremely young age, affect everything about how we cope as adults. Also, there's a lot of research coming out about how it affects our physical health as well.
The reason I asked the question is because when Justin was talking about all the yelling and screaming and arguing around him when he was a child, it made me think about the movie Shine, which made it look as though David Helfgott's mental health issues were caused by his abusive father. I mean, how challenging is it to separate truth from fiction when it comes to looking for sources of mental illness?
It's one of those things that's very, very difficult. And that's what our clinicians have an incredibly difficult job of trying to figure out and sort those things out. That's why therapy is so important, is so you can talk through those things. Because a lot of times, all of us need to deal with the issues in our lives. If we don't actually go through the process of healing, then we can't improve and grow. And that's why that is so important, but also challenging. As these interviews show, no two people are the same, even with the same diagnosis. That each person has their own set of life experiences and talents and strengths and abilities, but then also it's a little more difficult to treat mental illness because it's not like, you know, diabetes where you have set things that are going to work. You take this pill, your blood sugar responds this way. You know, with psychotropic medicines, it's not that cut and dry.
Well, yeah, and in particularly his experience, Justin's experience with Paxil sounded awful. I mean, I can imagine with other medications, you've heard other horror stories from other people.
Yeah, and several others of our members report that works really well for them. And so it's really about what works individually and having an open line of communication with your clinicians, because they don't know what's happening unless people are honest about what they're experiencing. So sometimes that's a challenge.
Well, I was going to say, this probably can take a while in a lot of cases. We've talked about how long it can take to get to a diagnosis, a correct diagnosis, and then figure out what the correct medication is. And it seems like people who've been trying to mask or at least not let people know of mental illness over the years might be a little slow to say, hey, look, I've been having these issues with my drugs. I don't know if the drugs, I don't know it's me, you know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. If you think about it, you know, when you go to the doctor, any doctor, you have a very short window of opportunity to discuss things. And we as humans, when people ask us how we're doing, we're programmed to say we're fine. And then that kind of elongates the process.
Well, and speaking of which, I mean, this is a time of year when people always say, I am fine. How are you doing? And getting ready for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. You know, but we have documented that on the population as a whole, there can be tremendous stress from our expectations of ourselves, the holiday season, and each other. And I just wonder if there are any particular special programs or things you do for the members of Compass House during the holiday season.
Yes, absolutely. We are open every major holiday because everyone deserves a place to go and celebrate and be part of a family. We also do a specific fundraising drive each year to make sure that all of our members that are here on Christmas morning have presents to open. But more importantly, it's about being together and having a place where you're wanted and part of a family where you can celebrate and have a festive dinner and a good time. And, you know, that's important for all of us.
Well, we have talked before about the fact that Compass House does not have its own therapists on staff. But again, a lot of the benefit of a place like Compass House is knowing that you are not in this alone.
Absolutely, especially around the holidays. You know, if you're isolated from your family and you're facing having to, especially if you're homeless or other things like that, spend the holidays maybe outdoors, freezing, or at home alone in your apartment, that's not a fun idea for most people. So having a place where you can go, that you are wanted and that, you know, you are part of something is a big deal.
So Justin talked about spending 6 years in hell, basically, for not knowing what was going on with him before he finally got some serious help here. And I can imagine other people thinking, well, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what to do. What should they do? If somebody thinks they have a problem with their mental health, what's the first place to go?
Just talk to your doctor. Even your regular primary care physician can point you in the right direction.
Okay. And listen to your therapist with some great advice from Justin there at the very end there.
Yes.
Elizabeth Hazelwood is the executive director at Compass House. Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you and all the folks at Compass House who've done so much to make Compass Radio a successful segment for us.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll talk about musical theater in hour two coming up. This is JPR.